Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Week in Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
And we're back, and it's JGP week. Junior Grand Prix Series starts.
Oh my gosh. Here we go.
For the next 7 weeks, we're going to be glued to following the results from the Junior Grand Prix Series events. First up is Riga, and we will preview it later in this episode.
I'm hoping I'm going to be able to watch Riga this week. I don't know how the time difference is going to be with the fact that I also have to work, but we'll try. I work from home on Fridays. So I do a little multitasking, but I can't believe, you know, this is the last episode for us in August. September is just a couple days away, and now we're going to have JGPs and challengers, and we're going to have weeks where we're going to have JGPs and challengers on the same week. And,
yes.
And then we're going to throw in the Senior Grand Prix only in a month's time. It's now. The season has started. If you didn't think it started a couple weeks ago or maybe a couple months ago when we were like in Lake Placid, it's starting now. So get ready.
Yep.
And
it's amped up.
Yep. And if you're wondering where Matteo is, he was busy with work. He had some big work project this week, so he needed to go to bed at a normal time. So he is not able to join us this week, but we hope to have him back next week so we can talk the JGP with him.
Definitely. Well, something that is of note, all of ISU JGP content is moving, will now be on the Skating ISU YouTube channel. We will have that link in our show notes, but that is a big thing because YouTube streams all of the JGP series events, and we're lucky to be able to watch the next generation of ice skaters this way. So, if you have the old site bookmarked, be sure to find the Skating ISU YouTube channel. Again, we'll have it linked in the show notes. Also, Ted Barton confirmed that Mark Henretti is going to be his partner in commentary for the series, and also alluded to some surprises or something like that. So I'm interested in what that entails.
Yeah. Well, we will have to listen this week to see if there is some surprises this week in Riga. Well, let's move on to general skating news. More rosters are coming out. We got the roster today for Nebelhorn Trophy, which is the fourth Challenger Series event taking place September 19th to the 21st in Oberstdorf, Germany. That's a pretty good roster. We will have the link in our show notes so you can check it out. I know Daphne was pretty excited for the dance roster. I even thought the pairs roster looked really good as well. So that is there. And we also got the roster for Solidarity Cup, the JGP. That's the fifth JGP event. So you can see that as well in our show notes.
British ice skaters debuted new programs in the August qualifying competition. Now, this included Lila Fear and Lewis Gibson and some of the other ice dancers, as well as some competitors in the women's event, like Kirsten Spores. Also, Yali Peterson and Benjamin Starr were confirmed to be in the ISP, which is the International Selection Pool for U.S. Figure Skating. Not only are they there, but they're also listed on the roster on the ISU website for Solidarity Cup. So we'll be getting a peek at them later on in the JDP series.
Well, turning to events for the week, there weren't a lot of events going on. There were two NQS events in the States. The 2024 Providence Open and Little New England Championships took place in Providence, Rhode Island. In the senior women's event, Katie Turcotte was the winner. And in the junior women's event, Sophie Jolene Von Felten won that event. There was no senior men's event, and Luke Witowski was the lone junior man. Over at Skate San Francisco, which took place in San Francisco, California, in the senior women's event, Sherry Zhang won gold. And in the junior women's event, Annabelle Wallace. In the men's event, Daniel Merzen was the only senior men's competitor, and Ryden Rudendinman won junior.
You know, it's funny you should mention Ryden, because if we segue into our recent interviews and articles, there is a great article by Lexi Rohner on the U.S. Figure Skating website that is about the Rudendinman family. There are four kids who all skate, and their older sister is their coach. So you can learn more about that. When they started skating in 2017, and the article covers the beginning and up to where they are right now. Also, available on adivinesport.com, Claire Cloutier had an interview with top U.S. skaters who were there in the Norwood area for the Summer Sizzler. It's kind of a season preview for the U.S. skaters. And to round it out, we'll have a link to an interview that Anything GOE's Anna Keller did with Koshiro Shimada.
Well, social media updates this week. Italian skater Alessia Tornaghi has announced she is going to represent Bosnia and Herzegovina. She shared on her Instagram that over the last couple of years, she has been struggling with mental and physical health.
Well, Skate Ontario has launched a new podcast called Let's Talk About It. It's an interview show that focuses on guests who have ties to the Ontario skating community. It's hosted by PJ Kwong, and the first guest is Piper Gillis.
And congratulations to Ashley Wagner. Ashley married her fiancé, Alex Clark, in the Pacific Northwest on August 19th. So congratulations again to Ashley and Alex.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
It's been a very, very light news week. However, we are going to give a little preview of the ISU Grand Prix Riga Cup, which is our lone upcoming event for the week.
In the women's event, we're starting with the world junior champion. She's competing in the first junior Grand Prix event, Mao Shimada of Japan. So we'll all get to see Mao first out of the gate. We also have Akira Kushida of Japan, who was fifth at Junior Worlds. Lulu Lin of Canada. She was the junior national champion for Canadians and 10th at Junior Worlds. For the U.S., Annika Chow.
Well, in the men's event, we have Shunsuke Nakamura, who was fourth at Junior Worlds. Alexander Feagan represents the United States. He's the national junior bronze medalist. Also, we have Anthony Paradis of Canada. And something for those skating enthusiasts who have been around for a while, there's going to be a debut of Richard Schudick. And if that last name sounds familiar, he is the son of Dorota and Marius Schudick, who are three-time Olympians and the 1999 World Pairs bronze medalists. He is competing in his first JGP.
Wow. That's very interesting there.
It's very exciting. I remember it was Dorota Zagorska. So I remember Dorota Marius skating because I started IDC like later in that year. So I remember them. So it's exciting to see that now.
Yeah, very cool. Well, over in pairs, the world junior silver medalists Olivia Flores and Luke Wang will kick things off in Riga Cup. Jasmine DeRosiers and Kiernan Thasher of Canada, who are the junior Grand Prix final bronze medalists, will also be competing. So a lot of new teams in the pairs event in Riga, mm-hmm. but some veterans also, you know, still competing on the Junior Grand Prix.
Yes, and rounding it out in dance, Daria Grimm and Mikhail Savitsky of Germany, who are our current World Junior bronze medalists, will be skating here, as well as Noemi Talley and Noah Lafanara. They get to take advantage of that age change that came down through. From the U.S., Caroline Mullen and Brendan Mullen will debut here at this competition. And then Sandrine Gauthier and Quentin Theron of Canada, they get to come back to junior after a year at senior, also because of the age change. Well, as usual, we like to shine a light on some of the things going on over at our respective websites. But first, we'll talk about what's new at TWIS. Gina, what do we have going on here?
Well, if you've been enjoying listening to This Week in Skating, we are looking for a few listeners to help us prepare our weekly show, especially now that we're getting into the season. We get busy. And so we're looking for people to help us send news and other information for inclusion for our episodes. So if this is something you would be interested in doing, please reach out to us. You know how to reach out to us. We tell you at the end of the show how to do that. We did get someone reach out to us and say they were interested, but we always can use additional hands and eyes and ears to help us with that. So if that's something you would like to do, definitely reach out to us and you can do so at the end of our show.
Yeah, as Gina mentioned, we're getting into the full swing of the season. We don't want to miss anything.
Right.
So we really appreciate your help. Please reach out to us either on social media or you can email us. And we'll give you that info on how to get in touch with us in a few minutes.
Yes. And I want to mention, in case you did not see or hear or listen to, but we did do an interview with Olympic champion Vincent Joe. We dropped that the day after our weekly episode came out. So if you didn't listen to it yet, you can still do so, and you know how to do so on our website or whatever platform you listen to This Week in Skating on.
Yes, and if you would like access to our ad-free episodes, you can access them via our Patreon, So go over to that. You can check that out. Again, it will be at the end of the episode. We'll give you all of that information.
And one more thing. I am still updating that program page on our website. We had some big program announcements this week from like Lila Fear and Lewis Gibson to Jason Brown. So definitely go and check that out at thisweekinskating.com.
Over at IDC, I had a solo Q&A with Jade Wohler. She's from the Netherlands. I also have an interview with the juvenile team of Asha Sisodia and Van Johnson. And at the end of the week, I'll have some photos from the Junior Grand Prix in Riga coming. Gina, what's happening at FSO?
Well, over at FSO, on today, the day this episode drops, I will have an article with the U.S. Collegiate Champion, Junsu Kim. And this is the fourth in our collegiate series. So definitely go and check that out.
Wow, this was a quick one, Gina. But yes. You know what? I have a feeling this is the calm before the storm.
Yes.
Because we are going to get busy starting next week.
We sure
will.
I mean,
we've already been busy. It's going to amp up even more.
Yep.
So, yeah. So enjoy this short episode, everyone.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get even busier. And we are talking about a few interviews that we want to do in the near future.
Yeah.
But until next time,
enjoy the Junior Grand Prix.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.